I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of
show for you this evening, jam-packed with information as usual. We're going to be talking about health in general. We're going to be talking about a new miracle cure for cancer. And before we get into the heart of the issues this evening, I would just like to give my thanks, appreciation, and gratitude to our listening audience. And it's not just a made-up thought. It's true that without people out there who can connect with the type of information presented on ET Yoga, I wouldn't be doing ET Yoga on Friday nights. And frankly, I love doing the show, and hope you enjoy this evening's presentation. So to get into this whole issue of health, I'd like to start off with actually a paragraph from Healing the Known and the Unknown. And it goes like this. So, dear one, you have attracted some disease, known or unknown, or wish to enhance your immune system so it functions optimally. You've come to the right place. The information on this site comes from years of spiritual work with some of the highest beings on the planet and off the planet. It is condensed material from thousands of hours of research and connected to the best ideas in natural healing available. It includes the teaching of some of the greatest yogis, including Sri Ramana Maharshi, Paramahansa Yogananda, Sri Swami Sachidananda. Also information from extraterrestrials such as Bashar, Elan, the Pleiadian Emissaries of Light, Syrian Archangelic League of Light, Arcturian League of Light, and channelings of Mother Mary's College of Christ Consciousness and Master Kathumi. This is not the site for conventional thinkers who would prefer diagnosis, prognosis, surgery, pharmaceutical drugs, and chemotherapy. This is the site where we do the mental work to find out why a certain condition exists, connect with our higher selves, prepare the body to work optimally, claim our personal sovereignty or power, and cure the disease with vibration, belief, love, appreciation, gratitude, natural herbs, the newest technologies, and the amazing power of the body to heal itself. There is no disease that cannot be cured, and no operation is necessary. All beliefs are equally valid and are reflected equally. And I think the key points in that opening paragraph, and that's from the website Healing the Known and the Unknown, the key point there is this whole idea about taking personal responsibility for your outer reflection. Because in typical allopathic medicine, there is virtually very little emphasis on the cause of why a certain condition exists. And one of the reasons that I actually push people away from the site of Healing the Known and the Unknown, which is my site, by the way, is if they have this belief system, they're totally sold on the information that's being presented by the medical industry. And if you basically can't take 100% responsibility for your outer reflection, then my suggestion is go to your family doctor. And in that regard, I must, say as a one of those comments that you make when you start talking about issues that are medical. I'm not a medical doctor, and I'm supposed to say that all the information you hear in tonight's program you should take as philosophical and educational or spiritual information. but to consult your family doctor. Okay, so now that I've said that, let's get into laying some of the foundation here for tonight's program. And I'd like to refer to channeling of Jean Hatch of Mother Mary and one of her comments about harmonic concordance. And she says, yes, indeed, harmonic concordance is a highly significant event, one that will change world consciousness forever, just as its predecessor, the harmonic convergence, did in 1987. A whole new wave of consciousness will be introduced to the planet within 1 year thereafter. New knowledge will be forthcoming due to the shift in consciousness, and this event will create. People all over the world are now ready to understand more than ever that they do indeed create their own reality. Many more of those who are currently still asleep will awaken, and those who are already awake will remember more of the knowledge that is encoded in their DNA. The pathway created by the harmonic concordance will usher in an acceptance of new natural medicines, and I emphasize natural medicines, that will come forth, which will activate the photon receptors of your DNA, light-encoded filaments, setting the stage for the rebundling of the full 12 strands, eventually returning you to your natural state of individualized godhood by or before the year 2012. A new genetic code is about to emerge, bringing about the synchronization of mind, body, and spirit, and obliterating disease. This is the second of three great events that will positively shift mass consciousness like never before in your memory. The third such blessed occasion will not be a new pathway, but instead will be an opening of a new doorway, the doorway home. And I think on this positive note, and that is clearly that we're on the edge of obliterating disease, and some of the amazing research that has been going on in the last number of years is just absolutely incredible. In fact, about 6 months ago, we actually did a show on about amazing discoveries, scientific discoveries, that nobody knows about. And it was discovered that the DNA, actually, in one of the experiments, changed its shape according to the feelings of the researchers. And when the researchers felt gratitude, love, and appreciation, the DNA responded by relaxing. The strands unwound and the DNA became longer. And when the researchers felt anger, and these researchers were people that volunteered to be part of these experiments, when they felt anger, fear, frustration, and stress, the DNA responded by tightening up, becoming shorter, and many of the DNA codes were switched off. So if you've ever felt wound up or shut down by negative emotions, you'll know that your body was like that also. And this experiment was followed up by testing HIV-positive patients, and it was discovered that feelings of love, gratitude, and appreciation created 300,000 times the resistance they had without those feelings. So no matter what dreadful virus or bacteria may be floating around, you can increase your resistance to it by staying in feelings of joy, love, gratitude, and appreciation. And it was found that these emotional changes went beyond the scope of electromagnetics, and that individuals trained in deep love were able to change the shape of their DNA, which Greg Braden interprets as an illustration of a new form of energy that connects all of creation. And this energy appears to be a tightly woven web that connects all matter and can be influenced by our own vibration. In the Asaya effect, Greg explains that time is not linear, but has depth as well. And this depth consists of all the possible prayers and timelines that could ever be prayed or exist. Essentially, all our prayers have already been answered. We simply choose which ones to activate by selecting our own emotions. This is how we create our own reality. We choose it with our feelings. The law of the universe is that we attract what we focus on. If you focus on fear of whatever may come, you are sending a message to the universe to send you what you fear. If you feel joy, love, appreciation, and gratitude, and focus on bringing more of those into your life, you will automatically avoid the negative stuff. You will be choosing a different timeline with your feelings. So, what's happening with newspaper headlines about the inevitability of avian flu and the necessity of being vaccinated against it? This seems to be an effort on the part of the media and probably those who stand to gain from the sale of vaccine, which is said to be ineffective anyway, to generate feelings of fear of the disease, and the very feelings that have been shown to make people more susceptible to the disease. The most effective way to prevent the disease is to continue to have feelings of love, gratitude, appreciation in every now that you have. And I might also add to the original statement when we talked about taking responsibility for your own reflection, that it's a very, very important step in any kind of a health situation to take that full responsibility, because unless you acknowledge creating the outer, you don't have the power to fix it, and thus you might as well, you know, resort to conventional medicine. In fact, in my opinion, you deny the purpose and power of your body's intelligence when you believe that you just caught something out of the blue, rather than realizing and accepting that your body is merely responding to your inner feelings and commands. You are the ultimate authority when it comes to really knowing your body, because you're the one managing the show. Either by clear intent or by way of beliefs, you will eventually manifest whatever it is that you command. Passing on family limitations through the adoption of negative attitudes results in similar family illnesses over the generations. Your body, by the way, is a magnificent self-healing, self-repairing system and an organic wonder that you have yet to truly appreciate. And if you want to pass on a positive comment or a philosophy to your kids, that's it. And I think that bears repeating. Your body is a magnificent, self-healing, self-repairing system and an organic wonder that you have yet to truly appreciate. And there is always a point and purpose to every illness, as well as to the pain that may accompany it. Remember, your body is loyally mirroring your beliefs to you. Feelings of self-pity, doubt, and worry send messages to your cells filled with announcements of helplessness and powerlessness, and in due order, your cells will align with the signals and follow these commands. So, you know, I think on a positive note, this is sort of the general background for if you want to get involved with any type of self-healing programs. Now, I guess one of the ideas I had when I was preparing to do this show tonight was to sort of mention that the analogy of if I sort of met myself walking down the street and I wanted to give myself lots of hot tips concerning, you know, the outer environment, what's happening today in the world. And one of the things I see is that what I've been told, that back in the 50s or 60s, about 70% of the population was healthy, and now it's like 2%. And clearly, the outer minefield of health is clearly something that you need to be aware of. And I think I'll take a note from Bashar on that, when he used to say that, you know, because you become more spiritual or highly evolved doesn't mean you know less about the dark side. In fact, you actually learn more about it, and then you integrate it. And also another one of those Mother Mary quotes channeled by Gene Hatch, and that is that all disease is caused by the denial of negativity within. Holding an erroneous belief system, especially in a suppressed or expressed form, creates an environment of internal discordance on a subconscious level. Over a period of time, denial of the judgment placed upon some aspect of oneself and then suppressed begins to alter the cellular structure of the area of the body where the memory of the event or circumstance is stored. The cellular alteration has been labeled disease. It is really emotional self-judgment. So, you know, as a starting point in self-healing, I've always said this, is that the very first thing that needs to be done is that you need to throw a positive spin on the situation. And we're going to be bringing that point up later. But now let's just briefly get into some of these minefields that are sort of out there. I think that, you know, it's just the food, the water, everything that we're sort of getting involved with here is somehow not helping our health situations. And the first one that comes to mind is the fluoride in the water. Metallic substances do not help DNA. And I've checked out, and I challenge you to check out, all the latest research concerning fluoride in the water and why it's there. The latest research studies with the most people involved have indicated fluoride made absolutely no difference with respect to preventing anybody from getting cavities in their teeth. In my opinion, it has no positive effects and tons of side effects. And my advice there is do not drink fluoridated water. In fact, I don't use toothpaste with fluoride, and also those mercury fillings in this dental industry, those are not helpful either. If I was giving advice to myself, I would suggest not taking any kind of shots, flu shots, vaccination shots, anything to do with shots. One of the primary ingredients in a high percentage of shots is thimerosal. And thimerosal, I know many doctors out there have come forward and said that they think it has a contributing factor to autism in our youth. And alarming statistics in this regard. In 1987, apparently only 1 in 5,000 kids had autism. Now it's 1 in every 156. You know, I think something's really clearly out of whack here. And the other thing, clearly in the food, these MSGs, monosodium glutamate, it's now got about 18 different names. Highly suggest avoiding foods that have MSG in them. Same with aspartame. You know, these substances just are not beneficial to the human body. And I think in connection to this, certainly in the foodstuffs, the red meat, if you're not off red meat now, you might want to consider the fact that, you know, when meat sits around for a couple of days, you know, it doesn't stay red, it goes gray. And usually the product that's used to make, and you can even see it on the labels of a lot of your meat packages, sodium nitrate. Well, if you aren't aware, sodium nitrate is what they use in rat experiments to induce cancer. You know, so that's a clue. And the other issue clearly is the air, and the obviously sprays and chemicals that are put on fruits and vegetables. I mean, when you cut an orange or a tomato open and there's no juice in it, that should give you a clue there's something out of whack here. And the chemtrails that are being sprayed, and if you're not familiar with chemtrails, take a look outside your window, you know, occasionally look up in the sky. Those aren't just contrails like jet exhaust coming out of those planes. That's actually sprays and chemicals that are being sprayed on the population. Been doing that for years now. Chemtrails is what they're called. Some of the contents of chemtrails are barium. Barium is a cancer-causing agent. It's been known to be about 10,000 times more lethal than lead. So, you know, if contrails happen at high altitude, low altitude sprays that last, that looks like they're coming out of the back ends of these planes that last for hours, you know, that's not contrails. That's chemtrails. I suggest you look it up. So, you know, we're being bombarded on every level with respect to issues around health, and I'd like to actually share with you, if you haven't read Bringers of the Dawn by Barbara Marciniak, this is advice channeled through from Pleiadians that I totally concur with. And they say, we recommend strongly you get rid of your television sets. They're the primary tool used to manipulate your consciousness on a day-to-day basis. This experiment is so finely tuned that you respond subliminally to disease via the television. So there is an entire generation that is killing itself by watching television and supporting the medical society while they are doing it. Sometimes liberating information is broadcast, perhaps even a New Age show. However you may watch such a television show about how uplifted and unlimited you can be, while subliminally you're being hit with a frequency that keeps you from original thinking. This subliminal keeps you immobilized and holds you in a survive, arrive, go on time, be silent, go to work society. Television also promotes inactivity and a sedentary, obese life. Look around you. Wake up, humans. Most of the subliminals on television are done through technology that was developed in conjunction with off-planetary beings. The use of subliminals to upset human consciousness has become a worldwide program. If you think about the houses that have 2, 3, and 4 televisions in them, you must agree that this has been a very successful marketing program. Some people who know about the subliminals on television feel they are immune to them. However, the effects of television are so permeating that no matter how clear you say you're going to be, you cannot counterbalance what the technology is presently doing to your vibrational frequency. As a matter of fact, if you really want to evolve, do not read your newspapers, do not listen to the radio, do not watch television. If you're able to be media-free for periods of time and you disengage yourself from the frequency of chaos and anxiety and stress and hustle and bustle and temptations of all kinds that you don't need, you begin to get clear. You begin to listen to what is going on inside of yourself and to live in the world and not necessarily be lost in it. You become clear. We cannot emphasize this enough. Electronics also jam your frequency. Plus, as we have said, many of them are designed to create static so that you will always stay at a certain vibratory rate, turning you into safe, harmless, inactive cattle. What about the computer? The second most predominant piece of hardware in the United States is the computer. How many of you go to work on computers and end up getting headache, particularly when you work for large corporations and are hooked up to their mainframes? Large companies are into aspects of mind control. They use your minds to generate energy to achieve something for themselves. Personal computers are not as potent and powerful. And from the Syrians, No More Secrets, No More Lies, that's Patricia Corey's book, subliminal sound messages are overlaid into the audio of television commercials, imperceptible to the consciousness but perceived at the subconscious level. They are also transmitted via the Internet. You are just beginning to recognize the dark potential of such technology. We call upon you to use great discretion when approaching the Internet vehicle. It is of great importance that you take the time to prepare yourself spiritually, mentally, and emotionally, and to protect your energy fields whenever you enter this technology web. You can significantly alter the vibrational fields coming from your computers and entering others by willing that your thoughts and intention is to raise the intention of all conscious travelers moving along those wires. And here's something to say when you're using the Internet. As I enter here, I ask to be surrounded by white light, calling upon my spirit warriors to shield me from all vibrations that are not of the highest order, and asking that those unwelcome energies be bounced back to their source as is appropriate to their evolutionary pace. I send my grounding cord into the below, dropping like an anchor deep within the body of the mother as I hook solidly to the earth. And as I embark upon this journey, I ask the light ones to guide the way, infusing the grid with the light strings of the universe. And also from the Palladians, and that's Barbara Marciniak's new book, Self-Empowerment by Barbara Marciniak, the media captures your attention and then programs your imagination, essentially canceling out your unique creative drive to manifest your own reality as well as your desire to know yourself. You have been conditioned to believe that all you need to know can now be found in the wonderful world of electronic boxes and the information and entertainment they hold. When the news is slanted forward and toward a message of continuous war, a state of despair, and a sense of hopelessness is created. A paralysis of power takes hold because you become convinced that the only reality is what is described and prescribed by the authorities in the box. Reality is created and produced by each and every one of you. And those seeking to control the world have kept this knowledge a well-guarded secret. And I might add that one of my highest concerns recently is watching a lot of the young kids addicted to the computers and the killing games on them, and just the addictive nature of it itself, and just from observation, and I've heard this on several radio programs as well, that parents are noticing that their 2 and 3 year old kids are expressing and needing less emotion after spending lots of time on computers, and as well as the desensitizing that it promotes in with respect to killing. And I think this has really long-term implications for humanity. Especially, I know next week our topic, main topic, is going to be extraterrestrials. We're going to be talking about how the abduction scenario ties in with the formation of hybrid species, etc. And you'll see how this trend towards desensitizing humanity to killing, to making us more robot-like, less emotions. This is all ties into creating a future humanity, a timeline that we really don't want to walk down. And in conjunction to some of this information now about television, my suggestion is if you really want to do self-healing, you're going to have to start limiting television. You can't be watching 30, 40 hours of negative programming. And by the way, television lowers the frequency of the immune system. I mean, when you're trying to do self-healing, you're trying to increase the power of the immune system, not its reverse. I mean, these items, it's like watch a special show, watch that weekly football game, but don't spend 30, 40 hours a week sitting in front of the television. Not if you really want to attain higher consciousness or if you want to heal something in your personal body. And also in that regard with the technologies, the cell phone, that's another one. Do the research. Bunch up on your computer hazards of cell phone usage. And I think what you'll come to the conclusion is that about 20,000 hours on a cell phone, you'd be a prime candidate for a brain tumor. And there's lots of good research coming out, but not very much of it's being promoted because, you know, it's, again, damaging to your health. Okay, now, the idea here is now that you're kind of aware of, you know, some of the problems that are out there, the minefields, it's got, well, throw a positive spin on all that. It's not to be in fear of it. It's like there's lots of positive things you can do to counteract these situations. And I guess before we get into that, I guess we're going to jump into the special sort of section on cancer cures, unknown diseases, other ailments. And I guess in this regard, there have been several claimed, documented, and researched cures available. And I guess, in my opinion, frankly, there has been a concerted effort on the part of the powers that be, the Food and Drug Administration. By the way, the Food and Drug Administration, they're promoting, as well as the pharmaceutical companies, this Codis Alimentarius, which is supposed to take effect in 2009, which is trying to make all sorts of natural healing and herbs illegal. Yeah, that means illegal. And, I mean, to me, this is just outrageous. I mean, the things that actually help cure people, they don't cost a lot of money, they want to make illegal. And I mean, and under the guise of protecting you. And I mean, I don't know, protecting you from what? Is anybody dying from these things? I mean, if we want to talk about people dying from things, maybe there should be a little bit more effort put into protecting the public from iatrogenic deaths. Are you aware that the number one killer in North America is iatrogenic deaths? What is an iatrogenic death? That is a death that's induced inadvertently by a physician or a surgeon or by medical treatment or diagnostic procedures in the United States. Over 250,000 people a year die from by accident. That's what the facts are. I mean, that's not counting the brutal remedies for such things like cancer with respect to chemotherapy. In fact, I've seen a recent study that 75% of doctors who actually deal with cancer would not take chemotherapy themselves. I mean, what does that tell you? The whole idea here is that there has been a purposeful intent to keep the cures from cancer from the public. And that's been going on. Apparently, I heard about when listening to Jim Humble, and that's at Project Camelot. He has got about an hour and 15-minute interview there. And he says that as early as 1917, there was actually cures for cancer that were suppressed. And I'm familiar also with Powderco tea or Tahibo tea. And I know that this is Earl B. Hall from the Atlantic Healing Technologies has actually stated that Powderco tea is a cure for cancer, and that's kind of one of those that's out there. I know that there was the Budwig diet back in the 50s, I believe, and Joanna Budwig had developed a cure, and that was flaxseed oil and cottage cheese. Turns out that there's monoatomic elements in flaxseed oil, specifically rhodium and iridium, and those monoatomic elements, and apparently this cure is also even still being used in Germany. Hundreds of Americans take vans every day to cross the border to Mexico to get cancer cures from the Hoxie diet. And there's also, I know from the David Hudson, if you're not familiar with monoatomics and white powder gold, you can check out David Hudson's lectures 1, 2, and 3. And David has basically stated that a number of cancers have been treated successfully. All throughout time here, there have been cures, but they've been suppressed from the public because there's too much money involved in curing cancer. And interesting, like from the David Hudson's work, he says that, and I quote, "We also had a doctor in Florida who was giving white powder gold to a pancreatic cancer patient. And he was dramatically losing weight. They did not expect him to survive, so they were desperate for anything. So he took this for 60 days and has now gained all his weight back and is doing great. The doctors don't understand. It's just totally blown away about how it could happen because nobody survives pancreatic cancer." And David goes on to say, "And now do understand I'm not a doctor. I have no interest in becoming a doctor. What I wanted to know is it possible this stuff works? This is all my interest was. And there was one doctor in North Phoenix that I gave two bottles of the dried material to, and he gave it to two cancer patients. One was 42 years old, and the other was 57. They both had breast cancer. The 42-year-old woman had her breast removed 2 years earlier and had extensive radiation treatments. And after 2 years, she was having pain in her neck, pain in her ribs. She went to a chiropractor that couldn't help her. She finally ended up with an oncologist who said she had cancer in her neck, her shoulder, her back, her spine, and her ribs. And he said it was stage 4, get your affairs in order. We can give you chemotherapy, but you're going to die. And the woman went to this doctor. He gave her these capsules, which was a month and a half worth of pills. She took the material at 100 milligrams for a month and a half. At the end of the month and a half, she went back to the oncologist. She had no cancer anywhere in her body. And I didn't even know who the woman was. I had nothing to do with giving her the material. I get this phone call, and this woman says, 'Mr. Hudson, I don't know who you are or what this material is, but it's really fantastic material,' and told me her story." It's just incredible. I mean, Harry Hoxie apparently had 17 successful cancer clinics operating in the U.S., but was shut down. And for a video on the subject, you go to rattube.com. And it's How Healing Becomes a Crime, Alternative Cancer Cure. As I said, vans of people from the U.S. are currently making trips to Mexico at one clinic surviving there. And the rest of his stuff was shut down. And, in fact, it's even become a law now. It's a felony for a doctor to recommend an alternate cure to cancer. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, that totally eliminates them as an objective source for information. Now, what's the new amazing miracle cure that I've come across is from Jim Humble, and it's called the Miracle Mineral Supplement. It's really kind of a misnomer because it's not really a mineral, but it's not just a very interesting supplement that can help some people after taking it for several months. MMS often works in a few hours, and it destroys the number one killer of mankind, malaria, in 4 hours. the victim goes back to work the next day. And if patients in the nearest hospital were treated, according to Jim Humble, with this miracle mineral, over 50% of them would be back to work within a week. And amazing as it might seem, when used correctly, the immune system can use this killer to only attack those germs, bacteria, viruses, molds, and other microorganisms that are harmful to the body. It does not affect friendly bacteria, including intestinal flora, nor healthy cells. And it's only two simple items. Once it's dissolved in water, it consists of harmless chlorine that is in table salt and oxygen and some sodium before it is dissolved in water. And it used to be used in stockyards to kill pathogens or in meat and slaughtered chickens, sterilized hospital floors, and now the same formula is used in the body with no side effects. And according to Jim Humble, the fact is it treats almost all diseases, including the so-called incurable diseases. And there are protocols specifically for cancer. And I watched about an hour and a half video, and it's on Project Camelot, and of Jim Humble. And apparently this cure is one of those, again, it's under the radar, but thousands and thousands of people have used this successfully. And I'd highly recommend you check that out and see if it rings true for you. Now, what are some of the other really positive things that you can be doing with respect to your health? Clearly, as Bashar would say, the foundation of health is oxygenation and water, and that's pure water. Exercise, elimination of stress, lightening the diet, which means get off the red meats, and detoxification. And we've mentioned many times in ET Yoga that Dr. Schultz, as well as Bashar, have confirmed that 85% of all physical ailments dissipate with a thorough detoxification and giving the body proper nutrients. I mean, as Bashar would say, the body has the capacity to heal 99.9% of all diseases. The problem is that our bodies are so full of toxicities that the immune systems are paralyzed, and we're doing things that actually lower the frequency of the immune system. And I guess in that regard, some of the information from Patricia Corey's book, No More Secrets, No More Lies, talks about the fact that North America leads the world in the cultivation and wide-scale distribution of genetically modified foods, and much of which you are unaware that you're ingesting. For the industry clearly does not wish to stimulate your curiosity or product resistance. Transgenetic seeds and crops are being imposed upon global markets, crossing over to healthy crops and threatening future food supplies. And yet these industries and their lobbies still manage to avoid having to provide detailed labeling and warnings to you, the consumers. And those of you who have switched from dairy and meat to soy-based alternatives should know that over 60% of commercially available soy products have been genetically modified or chemically treated. So you're wise to buy only those which are clearly labeled and verified as organically grown. Corn, canola, dairy, and potatoes and their commercial end products are the most likely foods to have been genetically modified. And awareness of this problem is slowly appearing in the media, but so much is hidden from you. You'll have to give more of your individual attention to the question of the source and content of your foods. Irradiated foods are proliferating in the supermarkets, particularly in the produce sectors. Trust that you do not want to bring radiation into the digestive tract and that such foods do not enhance human health. And, you know, even worse than that, these genetically modified foods can cause damage to the organs and, most significantly, they destroy the immune system. And that's from Assyrians, as channeled through Patricia Corey. Now, other really amazing things that you can be doing on a positive note with respect to your health and your consciousness evolution, the Pleiadian spinning techniques. And for those that don't know about those, the Pleiadian spinning techniques and the pillar of light techniques, you can go to the maxwellgreensite.com, and under the topic of XYZ extraterrestrial meditation, all those techniques are given there. They're available for $19.95 at that site. Another amazing, amazing tool are the Egyptian healing rods, also having been known to actually eliminate cancer tumors. Sri Ramka and Kirara actually, Kira apparently had a large tumor, eliminated those with a quartz rod 3. And I've been promoting Egyptian healing rods for a long time on ET Yoga. And I think they're just a fascinating subject. For example, one of the things that happens with doing the Egyptian healing rods, they are an immune system booster, as well as opening up the higher chakras. And they also help to balance your internal time clocks. And a lot of this has been recently discovered by Russian researchers. And I highly, highly recommend Egyptian healing rods, same thing as called the Wands of Horus. Obviously, detoxing, thorough detoxification is huge, as I mentioned before, and you can get those products, best source I know of, I know you can get them a lot of places, but the Dr. Schultz material at the American Botanical Pharmacy in California is the best source I know for getting your detox material. Another amazing thing that you can do with respect to health in general is simply viewing and being involved with sacred geometry and the crop circles. And I think this is an incredible avenue that's very rarely explored. The subliminal, positive subliminals, activating latent DNA is found in many of the legitimate crop circles, and I suggest going to Janosch, J-A-N-O-S-H, Janosch Sacred Geometry. And also the product of the year in 2007 were actually animated crop circles that I used to do meditations on because they used to be free on the internet, but now they've turned it into a product, and it costs only about $50, but you can get it's called HemiSync, and it's sacred geometry, and you can find the links through the Janosch websites, and those are incredible, as well as the Infinity Codes of 2007, an amazing channeling from Celia Fenn through Archangel Michael, and this is a meditation that has to do with activating your DNA template for perfect health and well-being. We all have in our DNA, we have the perfect DNA template for perfect health and well-being. And the key emotions there are love, gratitude, appreciation, compassion. And again, what you'll find is that when you start getting involved with self-empowerment, as we've been saying in ET Yoga, self-empowerment and healing, they cross over at one point because the emotions you're trying to cultivate in self-empowerment are clearly taking responsibility for your outer circumstance and not turning over your power to a source that's going to abuse you. And clearly that this information of developing the positive emotions have scientifically been proven to totally enhance our immune systems as well as they enhance our spirituality. So the two go hand in hand. In fact, I think at the optimum level, total immunity from disease is created through constant focus and generation of the ideas and the feelings and emotions of love, joy, excitement, all these positive emotions. And clearly from the top of the show when we talked about the source of all disease being emotional dysfunction, that's what we're hearing clearly through the Pleiadian information. And clearly the remedy or the antidote to that are those positive emotions. And those positive emotions are the ones that are in alignment with your higher self. And obviously your higher self is most in alignment with the unconditional love, which was the foundational energy creating the universe. Unconditional love is the primal source of energy. And the more you're in alignment with that energy, the more things of diseased nature disappear from the body. Obviously, severely limiting television and computer time. The remedy there as well is for every hour you spend with technology, try to spend an hour in nature. As far as diet is concerned, I highly recommend vegan diets. And, I mean, you used to be vegetarian, you know, in the 60s. That was good. But now with all the chemicals that they're putting on the vegetables, I mean, everything is so, you know, let's face it, the food, water, the supply in the air is toxic and poisonous. So those are, you know, those are a lot of really positive things. And as well, one of the optimum things we talk about, and it's so simple because it has to do with water. And many have become aware of the work of Masaru Emoto and his book, The True Power of Water. And from his work, we are provided with factual evidence that human vibrational energy, thoughts, words, ideas, and music affect the molecular structure of water. The very same water that comprises over 70% of a mature human body and covers the same amount of our planet. It is quite clear that water easily takes on the vibrations and energy of its environment, whether toxic and polluted or naturally pristine. And in Life Enthusiast, has put together a short course on the scientific discoveries about the life-healing qualities of water and how you can best utilize them. And even Dr. Emoto says, and I quote, "Think of it in terms of vibration. It's easy to understand that language. The spoken word has a vibration. Well, written words also have a vibration. Anything in existence has a vibration. If I were to draw a circle, the vibration of a circle would be created. Drawing a cross would create the vibration of a cross. So if I write a letter, love, then these letters put out the vibration of love. And water can be imprinted with these vibrations. Beautiful words have beautiful, clear vibrations, but negative words put out ugly, incoherent vibrations which do not form cluster. Language is not something artificial, but rather is something that exists naturally. I believe language is created by nature. Part of this alternative healing program involves identifying the negative emotions that cause parts of the body to share these vibrations, and the opposite emotion is then transferred to the water. I.e., the opposite of stress is relaxation, and the opposite of irritability is calm. And labeling bottled water is one of the techniques utilized." And I'd also refer the listeners to the Starseed Dialogues. Now, there's a great book if you haven't read the Starseed Dialogues by Patricia Corey. And the process of DNA activation involves a higher dimensional sacred geometry coming into form within your biological structures at the cellular level. Your body is primarily water, and it is the communication network of all consciousness as it passes from cell to cell through the blood. The scientists have been able to show you the hexagonal nature of water crystals, and you have been introduced to the effect of conscious thought upon form through the successful photography of exquisite water crystals. However, with the acquisition of new codes coming through the language of light, the waters of your being are being imprinted with hyperdimensional blueprints that will awaken and restructure the scattered light filaments lying dormant within you. As you begin to activate the light codes of your accelerating DNA, the complex biochemical changes taking place in the biosphere of your physical bodies are being communicated via the cellular water through the neural transmitters activating the hypothalamus, the pineal gland. Knowing what you do about resonance and the conductive nature of the water in the human body, it should be clear to you that drinking water laden with metal residues, toxic chemicals such as fluorides and chlorine, and bacteria is not health-enhancing in human beings nor any other natural living organism for that matter. Now, the question arises regarding the consciousness of the waters within you, which, like your earthy seas, become polluted with dissonant thought patterns invading acoustic and electromagnetic frequencies. Toxic elements from your water and food supply and every other aspect of discord that you create in the mental level and bring to manifestation in the realm of the physical. The essential water of your makeup reflects these disharmonies, and by nature of our discussion of the conductive properties of water, it is safe to deduce that these same disharmonies are then transmitted throughout the entire organism. Similarly, water that has been raised to resonate at its highest levels of consciousness, enhanced by your intention, water that has been purified with sound and light before you introduce it into the body, sees, water that has been thanked, loved, and appreciated, will effectively communicate that higher dimensionality throughout the body. Ideally, if your heightened awareness of the significance of water draws you to purchase excellent purified water, from which many chemical additives and dangerous trace metals have been removed, and then address the consciousness and the spirit of the element, you will have accelerated not only improved health and well-being, you will have also facilitated the heightened the ability of your existing DNA to transmit operating instructions to the body and prepare the way for the integration of the third strand to be woven into the matrix. So, you know, to me, this is really one of the easiest and the cheapest things you can do to really affect your overall health. Because, you know, water's fairly reasonable. In fact, where I live, I go up in the mountains and get underground spring-fed mineral water for free. I go once every 2 weeks and fill up jugs full of water. And what I do with that water is I put love and in positive intent and vibrations into the water. In fact, I even take yogic yantras and tape them to the outsides of the jugs, and as well play a Mozart and Bach music into the water, because Mozart and Bach music has been shown to have positive effect on DNA. So the vibrations, water is a perfect reflector of consciousness. So the vibrations that you put into water are going to reflect that. And then when you put that into your body, you're going to be, Patricia Corey's book indicates, that'll communicate everything to every cell in your body. So this is a great and very, you know, inexpensive way to do this. In fact, speaking of inexpensive, the Jim Humble Miracle Cure is his original cost is like $20 a bottle, and from most places that I've seen as source material, I haven't used the product, but I hope to obtain that fairly soon for friends that I know that are in need. And I mean, it's just incredible that for that kind of a price, and until he starts making an impact on the profits of the pharmaceutical companies and the medical profession, they'll probably try to shut his idea off too and suppress that from the public. But the bottom line here is that this miracle supplement has been known to affect Alzheimer's disease, arthritis, autism, most types of cancer, used for chemotherapy, if you had already had the chemotherapy, herpes, MS, I mean, incredible. And apparently he's down in Mexico now working with actually some doctors who are actually receptive to possible remedies that are beneficial to mankind. So, you know, I hope through all of this, what you've gained is maybe one or two ideas here that will really help you with your health. And, of course, I highly suggest the MaxwellGreenSite.com. That's Maxwell as in Maxwell House Coffee, green as in the color, site.com. Because I have ebooks there that basically cover all the stuff we talked about tonight and much more, and as well as a lot of emphasis on the ancient yogic teachings with respect to teaching pranayams, the breathing and oxygenation techniques, because these are vital to developing really excellent health. And specifically, as taught by Sri Swami Satchidananda, that information are in my ebooks. And everything except the Jim Humble stuff, which just I became aware of about a month ago, is all on my website and in the ebooks. And also the proper attitude and mental approach, dealing with a lot of the Bashar philosophy, Elin philosophy, getting you into the mental frame, and as well as I connect people to about 150 pages that I've researched that connect to my website, 150 pages of information to really give you a total comprehensive view of the whole subject of health. And this came about through my personal healing, as well as you know, a wish towards, to humanity, to see that there is clearly a need for self-empowerment, and how self-empowerment and healing and boosting the immune system are totally integrated. And I certainly wish you the best in all your self-healing adventures. And I know that you can be successful in healing anything with the proper information and proper attitude in your own heart. And at this time, I'd like to say that I'd like to wish everyone full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And I hope you'll tune in again next week, because we're going to be talking about all kinds of extraterrestrial stuff. And hope you'll tune in again then. Good night.
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all
Yeah. No, I'm on the air. Hi. How you doing? This is Wesley Snipes, and I'm sitting here with my Pleiadian and Andromedan friends. And, you know, we were just kicking it, talking about a little extraterrestrial kind of a thing. We're having a little party together. Everybody's coming through from the galaxy. But, of course, you got to get the right direction. So we got to have the right vibration. Right vibrations is listening to Dr. Fred Bell and the Health and Sciences show on BBSRadio.com. Okay, I'm ready. Go. Where's my ticket for the ship, man?